Now, many Catholics might not be aware of this. Many of you might not even be aware of this. But the highest holy days of the year, Christmas and Easter, the most important days of the church year, have what are called octaves attached to them. Now, octave comes from eight. And what it is, an octave is 8 days to celebrate that feast. So throughout the feast day and the 7 days following, we celebrate that same feast. So today is the 8th day of the octave of Easter. We are celebrating Easter for the 8th day. But today is a very special day within this octave because it has also been designated Divine Mercy Sunday. This celebration of Divine Mercy Sunday comes actually from a revelation from our Lord, from Jesus, who appeared to a Polish nun, a member of the congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Poland around the year 1930 to about 1935 or so. He appeared to this religious sister, Sister Faustina Kowalska, who we now know as Saint Faustina. And as part of this appearance, he specifically asked that this Sunday, the 8th Sunday of the octave of Easter, the 2nd Sunday or the Sunday following Easter, be a remembrance of our Lord's divine mercy. This celebration is given to us to show us the fullness of Christ's message of mercy, which it was given to us through his death and resurrection, which we celebrated, of course, on the Triduum and then on the Easter days following. We see this mercy right away in the gospel reading today. Our Lord appears to the disciples, and what does he say? Peace be with you. He offers them his peace. He offers them this message of mercy. This mercy that our Lord has for us, this mercy that he wants to share with all of us, is so strong that according to the second reading, he gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Our Lord appearing to the disciples is a sign of his mercy. In fact, he shows them his nail holes in his hands and his feet, and the hole in his side where he was pierced by the lance. He shows them this because these are signs to the apostles to share his mercy, that he has risen again, and that they are to go out and share his mercy. We see this mercy symbolized especially through the blood in the water which flowed out of his side when his side was pierced by the lance. In fact, if you're familiar with the Divine Mercy image, it shows our Lord with red and white rays of light coming out of his side, coming out of his heart. They symbolize his mercy being poured upon us. Part of the image showed or was showing these lights, as our Lord explained it to St. Faustina. The two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. Happy is the one who will dwell in their shelter, for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. By means of this image, I shall grant many graces to souls. It is to be a reminder of the demands of my mercy, because even the strongest faith is of no avail without works. This is the message of divine mercy, that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to shed his mercy upon all of us, but we all have to be open to it. In fact, this message of divine mercy is very simple to remember. It's ABC. The first part of this message is A, ask for mercy. We need to approach our Lord and ask for mercy. In just a few moments here, we'll have a baptism. Well, at our baptisms, and at this baptism here this evening, our Lord's divine mercy was poured over us. This is what he means about the pale ray, which stands for the water which makes us righteous. Talk about the water of baptism. This mercy is poured out upon us again at when we receive the sacrament of conf- confession. Matter of fact, in the gospel today, we hear the words of our Lord which instituted this sacrament. When he tells the apostles, whose sins you are forgiven them, whose sins are retained. I've said it before that this is probably one of the most beautiful sacraments we have. And it's for this reason, because this is the sacrament of God's mercy and love, and we are called to receive it. The second part of the message of divine mercy is be merciful. The mercy that God sheds upon us, that brings down upon us, is not meant to be kept like we might have a reservoir from a lake or a creek or a river where we store that. We're not to keep this mercy. We're to allow it to flow through us to those around us. We need to be sharing this mercy, sharing it in the same way that it's been shared with us. The third part of it is C, completely trust in Jesus. Again, if you're familiar with the divine mercy image, at the bottom of it, it says, Jesus, I trust in you. Those words must be always on our lips, must be always on our hearts. Jesus, I trust in you. We also need to profess, as St. Thomas did in today's gospel, my Lord and my God. Now, frequently when I talk about things, I always bring up that question, why? Because it's an important question we should always be asking. Why do we do things? So why do we want to entrust ourselves to our Lord's divine mercy? Why do we want to do this A, B, C? Why do we want to do that? Well, we should be trusting in the divine mercy, again, because, as the second reading puts it, to attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Divine mercy is the message of salvation. Now, I want to make it clear, this is not permission to sin. I think sometimes we look at, when we talk about God being merciful, we think it means that we can do whatever we want, and God will just forgive us. There's kind of the old stereotype of Catholics where they go out and party Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday morning, go to confession and go to Mass, and they're all good. Divine mercy doesn't work that way. That's an old stereotype, and it should remain old in the past. Divine mercy comes down upon us to give us the strength to overcome our sins, that we may be always drawn closer to our Lord, not as an excuse to move away from him. The more open we become to our Lord's divine mercy, the more we recognize our sins. It's not that we become more sinful, it's that we see our sins more clearly. It's like a flashlight being shined on a dirty floor. I know we had to do this in Air Force basic training. You know, you had to make sure everything was absolutely perfectly clean. So we would get down with one of our flashlights underneath the beds and hold it at floor level. And of course, you can see every little bit of dust that we missed. Well, that's what being drawn closer to our Lord's divine mercy does for our sins. It's not that we have more sins, we just become more aware of the sins we have. Divine mercy also gives us the strength to more fully fulfill God's commandments. Now, to be fair, we will never be truly and completely free from sin in this life. On this side of death's veil, we will always have to deal with sin. But we should be always striving to minimize the effects of sin in our lives and always striving to overcome the sins we have. Because all of us desire to enter into that salvation promised by Christ. Now, we might not say that, but we do have that desire. Because we all, deep down in our hearts, want to be in union with God. So our challenge this day, on this Vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday, is to begin living in Christ's divine mercy. Just remember, ABC, ask for mercy, be merciful, completely trust in Jesus. And may we always have on our lips, Jesus, I trust in you.